I remember the first day we met. First day of classes. It was raining. I remember sitting in front of the room as all the students trickled in, glad to see you. Most all of them were older than me. It's difficult to deal with the right out of high school kids, but when my students were older than me, I could connect better. I'm sitting there on my desk, in jeans and a t-shirt. Not your typical, teacher wardrobe, but what I was comfortable in. I see a few repeat students, so they're not shocked by my appearance, but I can see the quizzical looks from others. I notice you when you walk in. I do notice you are, in fact, more than likely about twice my age. Not necessarily twice my age, but you are considerably older than me. But that doesn't keep me from noticing you. You're focused intently on your BlackBerry PDA phone thing. So you only glance up to find yourself a seat and sit down again. Put your eyes back to the little screen on your hands. We have about a few more minutes, so I let, everyone's kind of settled in as they're whispering amongst themselves, probably wondering, who's this lady? Is she your teacher? Is she another student? What's going on? Is class canceled or what? Class starts. Everyone settled for a few more seconds before I announced to the class that, yes, I am in fact your teacher. And that, they talk about that, this is creative writing, and I pass out the syllabus, and I go over my grading policy, my absence policy, the way I want them to turn their work in, whatnot, and so forth. I can just see in the eyes of the students, they're itching to ask me a question, asking to know how old am I. And at this point, I happen to glance back over to you, and your eyes are riveted on me. Our eyes lock. And I can just see you thinking of how old I really am. Because, I have to be at least in my 20s to be teaching. You're probably thinking I'm close to 30 and just look really young. A brave student friendly raises their hand. Yes? I ask, and they're like, okay, how old are you? My few returning students I see in the class snicker a little bit. I laugh as well. I am, in fact, 24. Yes, don't be shocked. I can see the look of shock on your face when I say this. Another student asks, how can you be teaching at a college level at 24? I say, I wrote my first novel at 12. Graduated high school at 16. By 18, I had my bachelor's in English and teaching. By 21, I had my master's in English and teaching. You raise your hand, I call on you, you say, but why are you teaching here? Why not at some prestigious university? I'm sure that they'd love to have, a whiz kid like you. I laugh. I chose here more out of enjoyment and comfort. I had my choice of going to those prestigious universities, teaching hundreds of kids at a time in huge lecture halls, half of them falling asleep, not even paying attention, and just winging their way through class, hoping that what they turned in is what was what I wanted. Or I could teach at a community college, teach groups of anywhere between 25 and 30 students, be able to have a one-on-one interaction with them, and have them actually learn something. I like the community college route. So you seem satisfied with my answer. Go back to the syllabus. As you can see, class, when you look at your list of assignments for the term, there isn't a detailed list of what we will be doing. Before each class, at the end of each class, I will let you know what we're doing the next class. The only week I will be telling you about now is we do cover erotica and erotic fiction and poetry, and that takes place in week 5. If you do not feel comfortable with this, you are more than welcome to do an alternate group of assignments. Please come see me after class today, and I will set you up with those. And that week, you do not have to attend class. Everyone nods. And all this. We talk a little more about the syllabus, go over a few other basic get to know each other little games and gimmicks that, we're required to do the first day of class. And the class appears, and I excuse everyone. And my few lingerers who are, in fact, uncomfortable with erotica, and I give them their alternate assignments, and my few returning students are catching up with me, chatting with me, but I notice you. You've lingered. You wait patiently as the few students leave the room. You walk up to me. He goes, you say, I do hope you weren't offended by my whiz kid comment. I said, oh, no, I'm not. I get a lot, actually. It's what happens when your parent, you're brilliant, apparently. I laugh. You grin at me and say, I do want to let you know that I have to have my cell phone on me at all times. It's very important. I have a daughter. She's in the hospital right now, and there might be a few times where I might not be in class or I have to leave class unexpectedly, but I'll be sure to be quiet and, discreet and sit close to the door if any of those instances occur. I'm her only parent I have to be there for. And I'm baffled. I'm like, oh yes, just, if at all you have to miss class or anything, just send me an email or something, or call my voicemail. You're more than welcome. I'll fully understand. You're more than welcome. I'll set up anything you need. Just let me know and everything will be okay. You smell this dazzling smile at me. Thank you for understanding, you say. I'll see you next class, you kind of stay. And you retreat out the door. I'm not ashamed to admit that my eyes were fixed on that nice ass of yours. Those jeans framed it perfectly, you were wearing. That night, I wasn't entirely shocked that my dreams were infiltrated by you. Not at all. But I knew in my head I couldn't have a relationship with you. You're my student. Didn't matter if you're older than me. You're still my student, and it still was frowned upon. Next couple weeks go by with that incident. But what I do notice is frequently within your work that you've turned in, there's a girl. Always looks the same. Described the same. And is always unattainable to you. Always, you know, it's very frequent character in your work, and strangely, her description looks remotely like me, but I just play that off as overactive imagination and looking too far into things and thinking too much. We're in week 4, 1 week away before we hit my favorite part of the term. This is when I feel a lot of people really fully bloom. And you start to have to write about sex. We had just covered a type of short story. I'd asked you to write a short story of a, not necessarily a love scene, but more of a declaration of love type scene, just a short little, you know, 2-page piece, just something small. And I save your paper for last, like always, because I'm always intrigued and enthralled by your work. Sure enough, you don't disappoint. And there's your female character, who's unattainable yet again. And this time, you've added a little extra more detail, and strangely, your character's outfit is remarkably like the one I'd worn in class that day. Oh, no. I'm just thinking too much into it. No, you're just, you can't be thinking these same thoughts as me. Your chisel jaw and those shoulders, those arms. Oh, you've been running through my mind for the past four weeks almost. I haven't been able to get you out of my mind, but every time I catch myself, I realize, don't think like this. I realize it's not too late. I should go on a run. Get these thoughts out of my head. Yeah. Running always helps clear my head, so change into my running gear. You know, do my stretches and, you know, proceed. I head out. About a mile down the path from my house, and my little headphones in, you know, listening to my music, and I see a figure running down the path towards me. It's not really late at night, but, you know, it's probably about 7 or 8, and on a Sunday night, and normally no one's ever out this late. It's still not dark out, so I'm fairly still daylight. As a figure gets closer to me, I recognize certain features. You get closer, recognize more features, and I realize it's you. Out running the same path that I run. And as you get closer, I see the look of recognition cross your features as you notice me. You're not wearing a shirt, you're just a pair of shorts, and your tennis shoes. You can see the sweat on your skin. Just distracts me for a moment. Be careful not to trip. We run by each other. You smile at me, I smile back, but we keep on running, don't stop. I run a little longer and realize I can't get that image of you out of my head. It's going to distract me. I'm going to end up tripping and falling or something. So, turn back around and start running back towards my house and notice that you've taken a different path, so you're no longer on the path I'm on. Which is good. If I had to run into you again, I might not actually make it home. I might have to tackle you. Which would not be good. I get back to my house and strip out of my running clothes, get in the shower. Keep having the same thought. We're two consenting adults. It's okay. We can just one time. We're two consenting adults. No. Wait. No. You're my student. You're my student. You know. No. I'm your teacher. You are my student. You know. It's one of those things. Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a community college. It's college. We're adults. But still frowned upon, and I love my job, and I don't want to risk it. The next week goes by in a flash. Your assignment's still enthrall me and intrigue me with your unattainable female heroine in everyone. That Saturday night before week 5, and reading over my assignments, getting them graded. And I, again, save your story for last, and sure enough, there's your unattainable female character. However, this time I know it's about me. You described my running outfit to a T. So apparently I'm not the only one with these feelings. Which is good, I guess. Don't know how, know what we're going to do with them right now. I mean, it's, yeah. Night goes on, and finish my grading. The next day dawns, Sunday. Sunny. My mood's nowhere near sunny. I'm conflicted. I want you so much, but I know I can't have you. Morning of class dawns. Wake up, not necessarily in a bad mood, just kind of grumpy. But no, but I keep reminding myself, this is going to be fun. This is the fun part of the class. I'm in my classroom, organizing papers and data. Only about 10 minutes before class starts, and a few people trickle in, and there you are, bright and early for class. Oh my! You're dressed in jeans and a button-down shirt. Oh, you look absolutely scrumptious. Oh man, just so yummy. Just so very yummy. I'm kind of glad you showed up early. I'll have time to get my wits about me. Fiddle around more with the papers on my desk and find the handouts and that describe what we're going to be doing for this week and next, actually. Because this will be a 2-week long section. class starts, hand out the handouts. I say, your first assignment, I want you to describe yourself. Not your typical name, age, height, weight, that what all that whatnot, but I want you to describe yourself. About and with how attractive you think you are. You know, just describe yourself as you would, you know, kind of like a personal ad. You know. I always find this exercise fun in class because, you know, it really kind of shows what each person thinks of themselves. I'm really excited to read yours. So everyone does their little exercise, writes their personal ads. So we have this exercise done. We're going to go into the next one. Another student pipes up and asks, now, these stories are going to be about sex, right? That we're going to be writing? I said, not necessarily sex, but intimate stories, yes. So it's called erotica. It's, you know, it doesn't have to be sex. I mean, there's other different types. You know, we'll be going into that. The different styles and of intimacy and stuff that you can put in these. And she goes, okay, but if we do write about sex, do we have to turn in? Do you have to read them? I'm like, no. This is going to be one of those things where there's going to be a few assignments, like this personal ad one that was required. It's required you turn in. But for the most part, most of these, I'm just, you show up, I see you, you see you writing, and you actually successfully write something. You don't have to turn it in. You know, I'll just give you points for showing up and doing the work. If you want to turn it in to get, you know, to get feedback on it, you're more than welcome to turn them in. I won't judge you by what you write. Trust me, this isn't the first time I've taught this class. I'm not shocked by lots anymore. The young girl, you know, the girl looks relieved. Class goes on, we do a few more fun little exercises to introduce the subject and have everyone turn their papers in. I realize you lingered so long, you're the last one in the room again. You walk up to me and say, I'm really excited for this part of the term. And I'm a little shocked, actually. And I ask, really? Yeah. This type of writing voice has always intrigued me, and I'd like to tap into that a little bit, and that different part of myself, you say. I think in my head, yeah, I would too. So you hand me your paper. And you smile and say, I'll see you next class. Big dazzling smile, and I said, yeah, see you next class, and walk out the door. Because it's in my hands, and I have to read it right then. I have to read your personal ad. And sure enough, you described yourself to a T, and, you know, 44-year-old white male, seeking fun, vivacious, you know, girl, you know, 24 to 34, whatnot, and tell you a little bit more about yourself, but I knew I was right, you were older than, you know, not necessarily quite double my age, but I knew you were older than me, but you do not look 44. So, your personality just, it's ingrained, it's like just in my head, it's like I read it over and over. reading all the others, the typical, you know, single white male, age, you know, 27, and age 26, and females, but, you know, ranging 23 to 28, and I realize you're the oldest in my class. Normally, there's a few in, you know, range in the late 30s, early 40s range, but you're actually the oldest one. No wonder I love your work so much. It stands out amongst these 20-somethings. You've lived life a little longer. You have a little bit more experience when it comes to some stuff, so no wonder I'm so intrigued and fascinated, and I guess you could even say I was in love with your work. I think in my head, I cannot wait for next class. Cannot wait to read what you write. Class, next day of class appears. Been a hectic morning. Couldn't find my keys, I, you know, grabbed the wrong coffee, just a bad morning. I'm sitting at my desk, frazzled, I've got a headache, I know I have to teach this class, and I have to, you know, to show, you know, talk to you guys about writing a love scene, and I'm just like, I kind of almost don't want to, but I know I have to. It's my responsibility. I'm a teacher. Teachers don't get bad days. You know? Hear my door open. I've got about 15 so minutes before class starts. Hear my door open. I look up. And then you walk. I know you're not wearing anything special, just jeans and a t-shirt, but you just look so amazing that my breath itches and I can't stop staring, and I'm glad you're the only one in the room so far, and I'm blatantly checking you out, and I should be ashamed of myself for this, but you look amazing. Those jeans just hug you in all the right spots, and oh my god. Almost wish I didn't have class so I could actually see what was under those jeans. You sit down with a smirk on your face, because apparently you've clearly caught me checking you out. I'm not ashamed of it. I really am not. You sit there and you fiddle with your phone a little bit. Probably like playing a game or something, because you're smiling. Don't think it's bad news or anything. The rest of the class files in. I realize I can't be in a bad mood when I teach this class. This is my favorite class, my fun class. I call class to order and we start talking about a love scene, you know, how, you know, different people write them differently and whatnot, and whatnot and so forth. And I tell you guys your assignment is, and it's an in-class assignment, no less. It's like, okay, by the end of the class, I want you guys to write what you think is the perfect love scene. It doesn't have to be romantic, it doesn't have to be, you know, something special, it could just be what you think a perfect love scene would be. Simple as that. You know, this pretty, you know, said, you know, and again, you don't have to turn these in. You can just, if you want to, you're more than welcome to. I will read them. I will give you feedback. But you don't have to turn, it's not a requirement to turn these particular papers in. In my head, I'm praying you turn yours in. Just hoping you turn yours in. Because I'd love to read what you think a perfect love scene would be. Class quiets down. I sit at my desk, start going over something, mindlessly trying to look like I'm actually doing something productive, when in fact my mind's just on you and what you're writing. Soon enough, class is over. Students stand, collect their belongings, and I'm actually quite shocked. There's almost the entire class turns in their work. You know, says something about the class, but I notice it's more girls withholding their work than the guys. I think it has something to do with the fact that I'm 24 and I'm a girl. These guys kind of think they want to try, they're trying to hit on me or whatnot, but I've experienced it before and I'm prepared. Again, you're the last one out of class, and you set your paper down, and I'm shocked to notice it's multiple pages, and I'm like, and I didn't even realize you had been writing that much. Most people are a page, maybe a page and a half, but yours is, it looks like a good solid two, almost three pages. I mean, I'm trying not to show the look of excitement on my face that you turn it in. You say, you look at me kind of cockily, you know, it's a cocky look on your face, and say, I hope you enjoy that. Give me a big old grin, walk out the door, giving me ample view of that nice ass of yours again. This is definitely one of those days. I'm really glad I don't have any of the classes I have to teach, and the fact that my office is my classroom. I am aware I do have office hours later in the afternoon, but most people don't come. I start reading through the papers and, you know, helping, you know, adding my little 2 cents in about word choice or, you know, description, whatnot. And sure enough, most of these papers involve a student-teacher relationship. And all those papers are from the guys. I'm used to this by now. This is like my 8th time teaching this course. It's a 9th. I'm used to the student-teacher scenario, trying to tell me that they find me attractive in a very subtle way. Strange thing is, you did that over the course of the entire term. But I saved yours for last. I read your paper. I realize it is yet another, you know, it's another student teacher scenario, but better than anything else anyone's else has written. There's a passion in your words. I can feel it. Reading it just gets me so excited and just so hot. I can feel myself getting wet. Find myself not to reach down and start rubbing myself. I can't do that. I'm at work. I tell myself, you can wait till you get home. I'm about halfway through your paper. Thoroughly turned on, and there's a knock on my door. I'm startled a little bit. Yeah, okay. Put your paper down on my desk and walk to the door. Open in. There you are, standing there smirking, not even smiling, more of a smirk. Definitely a smirk, if anything. So, is there something I can help you with? He goes, I know it's not your office hours anymore, but I had a couple questions. I'm shocked, you know. So far, every paper you've turned in has been nothing but an A, if not A+. I don't understand why you'd have any questions, but sure. Come on in. you walk in, and I say, you know, is this, you know, are you, you know, do you need a, you know, next class assignment, you know, is everything okay with your daughter? And you go, oh, no, everything's fine with her, she's all better now. Everything's fine, she's home, she's all better. But no, what I had a question about, you look at me, as I, is my paper just turned in? I say yes, and I walk over and I grab it, and I'm like, I haven't finished reading it, but you're more than welcome to have it back. And he goes, oh, no, I want you to finish reading it. And you walk up, I'm standing at the edge of my desk, you walk up closer to me and you say, you get right up close to me and you say, I wanted to know if it turned you on. I am thoroughly shocked by your statement, and a bit more shocked that you asked, not necessarily, you know, that you're clearly coming on to me. But you standing so close, I end up leaning against my desk, and you place either arm on either side of me, and kind of trapped me against my desk, and you whisper seductively in my ear, you can tell me, it's okay. Did my paper turn you on? I sit there for a moment, just trying to collect my thoughts, you know, you've kind of deemed me speechless. A breathy, yes. Oh, yes. Escapes my lips. You lean back, that smirk clearly etched on your features. Good. You stand, you right yourself, you step a couple steps away from me, and look as if you're walking away, and I'm like, oh, and in my head I'm like, oh, you don't get to play this game. You don't get to act all Mr. Seductive and then walk away. You don't get that luxury. And I stop, excuse me? And you stop and turn. That smirk is clear, still clearly written, you know, across your face. I'm like, you do not get to do that. And you're like, do what? I said, you do not get to walk in here and ask me a question like that in the way you did, and write a paper like that, knowing full well what it does to me, but all combined with every other paper you've written. You do not get to do that and then just walk away. You look a little taken aback by my outburst, and but you turn, walk towards the door again. I'm even more shocked. I'll start walking towards you. You know, I reach you by each time you reach the door, and strangely, you don't reach to turn the doorknob. You flip the lock and pull the blinds. And you turn around to me and he goes, go. I didn't plan on leaving. I stand there and I'm, look kind of sheepish for kind of blowing up at you, and you go, I planned on giving us some privacy so I could have my wicked way with you. And at that point, I am stunned, speechless. I can feel the blush just rising up my cheeks. I'm just turning bright red. You lean in, you reach up and with your hands and cup my face and lean in and just say, I have been dreaming and thinking about this moment since the first day of class when I saw you. And you lean in and you kiss me. Oh my god, your lips are not real. Feel as if they were designed to kiss me. They're just perfect and plush and full and so soft. You pull back. back and smile, a very sincere smile. Then I turn, I get an idea. I just abruptly turn on my heel and walk back towards my desk. And then I kind of look over my shoulder, and sure enough, there you are, standing in shock. And I lean against my desk, and I crook my finger at you and signal for you to come towards me. And you walk towards me, and you get up next to me, and I say, "In the chair, now." And you sit in my desk chair, you know, kind of smiling, because I think you have an idea of what I might be doing. And I walk over, and this time I'm happy I'm wearing pants. You know, skirt with this would have been difficult. But pants, straddling someone in a chair is kind of easier in pants. So I straddle you in my office in my desk chair and lean into you, and my lips brush yours in an almost kiss, teasing you, taunting you. I pull back and look and ask, "What do you want? What is it that you want?" And you just kind of let that slide. This deep, sweaty groan or slash growl. That sounds like a mix of the two. And I run my lips across yours with another fleeting kiss. And you finally your hands and place them on each side of my face and just kind of stop me and pull me away, and you just look at me and say, "I want you to kiss me." And then you just take possession of my lips and you just kiss me. It's just such a powerful kiss. Run my hands over your chest, over your t-shirt now. Just can feel the muscles. Your hands run from my chest, from my cheeks, over my shoulders, down my back, to my ass. Just grab my ass and I just grind myself into you because that just feels so good. Oh, just so good. The kiss breaks only for the need of oxygen. You sit there panting. I'm still grinding myself into you, and I can just feel how hard you are, how bad you want me. My hands down your chest and to the hem of your t-shirt and pull up. Pull the t-shirt over your, like, your body, over your head, across your arms, and there you are. Shirtless. Oh, better than anything I ever imagined. Hands run over your chest. Just feel the muscle. Just As I do this, your hands go to my blouse and make quick work of the buttons on my blouse and push it open, revealing me in my little black lace bra. You run your hands over the tops of my breasts, down my sides, over my stomach, across my shoulders and arms, before you push the straps of my bra down over my shoulders. You lean forward and place lingering kisses across my collarbone and my shoulders. Your hand reaches around and quickly unclasps my bra. I let it fall down across my arms and I toss it to the floor. You run your hands up in between my breasts and you slowly, with each hand, just take each breast in the hand and just gently squeeze them. You can feel how hard my nipples are on the palms of your hands as you just fondle my breasts and gently squeeze them again. And you lean forward and take one nipple into your mouth. Then you lick it, and you suck on it, gently bite it, making me arch into your mouth. Oh, that feels so good. I run my hands through your hair and gently tug and pull you away from my breasts. You and just did look a little kind of like, why'd you make me stop? And I just smile and lean in and give you a kiss, and I get up and I get on my knees in front of you and between your legs, and my hands go to your belt buckle, undo your belt buckle, and then make quick work of your button and zip over your jeans. And as I pull them down, I notice that you, in fact, aren't wearing anything underneath. You went commando. And just that thought alone just excites me even more. I pull down your jeans, exposing you in your entirety. Your cock stands there. So hard. Oh. Cannot get away to get it in my mouth. My mouth is just watering looking at it. I lean forward and run my tongue from the base to the tip before taking the head in my mouth and swirling my tongue around the head, tasting your pre-cum. That tastes good. I run my tongue around the head a little more before I start moving up and down on your cock. You're letting out some low moans and groans, and I look up and your eyes are closed and just look at pure ecstasy on your face. And then I take my mouth off of your cock, and your eyes snap up and you look at me. I just smile and I just say, I want you to keep your eyes open for this. I lean back forward and take the head of your cock back in my mouth and start sucking on it. Before I quickly just take you entirely in my mouth and just in one fell swoop and just your entire length is in my mouth down my throat. I can just, you know, I hear this loud groan just leave your mouth. You're just like, oh my god. I stay there for a second or two longer and finally, you know, I come back up and take my mouth off of your cock and my hand replaces my mouth, starts stroking you up and down, and I just look at you and just kind of, you know, with a cocky little smile on my face, I'm damn proud of what I can do. You look at me, you're like, okay, and you give me this look, you're like, get on your desk, and I was like, excuse me? You say, get on your desk. And so I stand and sit on the edge of my desk. But before I could fully sit down, you kept me in a standing position. You make quick work on my jeans I'm wearing, pulling them down, my panties along with them. I kick, you know, when they reach my ankles, I kick them off, and I'm now standing in front of you, fully naked. You sit, you know, you push all the papers off my desk, yours included. I clear a spot and you set me up on my desk and you push me back, and so I'm laying there, my legs spread open in front of you. I'm sure you can tell exactly how excited I am, how wet I am for you. How much I'm turned on by you. You lean forward and lick me. Lick my entire pussy. Oh. Oh. That feels good. Your tongue seeps out my clit and starts running slow, agonizingly slow circles around it. Inside of me. I can feel how tight and wet I am. Oh. Mm-hmm. It feels so good. Oh. Mm. And second finger. Is that it to the first? And you slowly pump them in and out of me, finger fucking me. Your tongue is continually making slow, lazy circles around my clit, just making me crazy. Oh. 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 You start putting your fingers inside of me. You start moving your tongue quicker and faster and harder on my clit. You start pumping your fingers quicker in and out of me. pull your fingers from me. They're dripping with my juices. You pull back. And you just give me this lunge. I look at you and you're like, trust me, we're nowhere near done. You take a step, you stand up out of my chair and you take a step up away from my desk and go for your jeans where I've tossed on the floor. I'm just laying on my desk, trying to catch my breath. I hear the distinct sound of a condom wrapper being open, and you quickly roll it on before you're standing in between my legs again, and you're like, I've been wanting and imagining and dreaming about this moment since the first moment I saw you. And at that point, you put that in your cock at my opening, and you push it. Oh, you push your entire length inside of me. Oh my god, that feels so good. Oh, your cock feels so good inside my hot, wet pussy. You start making a slow pace at first. Very slow pace, but your thrusts speed up. Harder, I say. Faster. Your thrusts become harder. Faster. You're still thrusting inside of me. Still hurt. You haven't come yet. My muscle and my pussy balls are just squeezing around you. Just spasming. That amazing orgasm you just caused. I open my eyes. Look at you. You're like, give me this look and say, trust me, you've got one more in you. Oh god. And sure enough, your thrusts become even harder and faster. You reach one hand down and start rubbing my clit in furious circles.
He claps on top of me, your head resting on my chest. Both of us are sweaty, trying to catch our breaths. I just think, what am I going to look forward to the rest of this term?